Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday and it's July 4th, 2025. Whether or not it's Independence Day or it should be called that anymore, I'll leave up for you to decide. Earlier this week, we spoke with Duncan Newcomer. He used to host a short feature here on WERU about Abraham Lincoln called Quiet Fire, and his most recent book by the same name, Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Lincoln, had a book launch party earlier this week at the Alamo, so we were talking with him about that. As we wrapped up our conversation, I asked him a question that didn't fit into the last segment that aired, so I saved it for today. I asked Duncan Newcomer, as an expert and somebody who spent so much time studying Abraham Lincoln, if he had any thoughts about what Lincoln would think about the political state in the country today. Here's his response.
Because our situation is so similar to the crisis that he faced, a dividing and angry and combative country, it's easy for us to say, well, what would Lincoln do? Or what would Lincoln say? Because our situation is so similar, and we somehow survived with him the first time. The question isn't so much what would he say or do, but how can we be like what he was? What was it that's why the book is about the spiritual life of Lincoln. How did he become who he became? And we can be that way too. And what he did in an essence was he converted his enemies into friends wherever he was and wherever he went. There was a moral goodness about him. And I think what he would make of our situation is when push comes to shove, people need to stand up and say what they believe and what they believe in. And that's largely how we're going to get out of this and how we can trust each other. So those are the two things he was able to do. He was able to generate trust in his enemies, and he was able to convert. He never called the Southerners enemies. He was just called them wayward brothers. And he was just a spiritual genius at being able to do that.
That was Duncan Newcomer. Some of his Quiet Fire features are still on the WERU archives if you'd like to check them out. And his website is lincolnsquietfire.com. When we think of the Declaration of Independence, we tend to think of the parts of it that get quoted so much about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But a large part of the Declaration of Independence is a list of behavior that the signers found to be tyrannical on the part of the King of England. I don't have time to read all of them today, but I'm going to read some of these because these are the things that this country was, in theory, formed to rebel against. Quote, he has refused his assent to laws. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migration hither. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. For cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond the seas to be tried for pretended offenses. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. And he has excited domestic insurrections among us. Those are just a few. There are several more that I did not have time to read. One of the concluding paragraphs, though, reads, in every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Just a few words about what a tyrant looks like from the signers of the Declaration of Independence for this July 4th, 2025. For Round Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.